Darnell Mooney scored one touchdown last year, one, and that single number is why he is available at pick 210, receiver 82, and also why this might be the cheapest bounce back in the range. The market priced the crater. This episode asks whether the crater was the player or the luck. The season in Atlanta, 15 games, 32 catches on 72 targets for 443 yards, and that lone score, 4.4 half PPR points a game, 87th among receivers per game, 80th in total, 16% of the Falcons' targets in his games, a real WR3 workload, turned into almost nothing in the end zone, fourth on the team in yards, behind two 1,200-yard caliber pass catchers and a running back. The volume showed up, the touchdowns vanished. The career says last year was the outlier, not the baseline. 2024 in Atlanta was his best year since Chicago, 992 yards and five scores, 10.1 a game. Go back to 2021 and there is a 1,055-yard season on the resume. He has been a real NFL receiver. 2025 was the year the touchdowns dried up around bad quarterback play. The pattern beat points one way are what Six Research says targets are the identity stat, replication of 0.79 year to year. While touchdowns are the weather, the least repeatable thing a receiver does. A one touchdown season on 72 targets is weather at its most extreme. The volume that produced it is the part history says returns. There is no cohort that prices a team change, so we flag that separately. But the regression signal itself is clean. Buy the targets, expect the scores to normalize toward the mean.
Muffed!
The situation is a fresh start with a rebuilt coaching staff. Atlanta released him in March to save cap. The Giants signed him within days, a one-year deal worth up to $10 million per the club. He walks into John Harbaugh's first Giants staff, with Matt Nagy coordinating and Jackson Dart, a year two quarterback coming off an Offensive Rookie of the Year finalist season, per ESPN, throwing him the ball. The room lost Wandale Robinson to Tennessee, which opens the target volume Mooney was signed to help absorb, but Malik Nabers is the unquestioned number one, and Darius Slayton is the incumbent outside. Mooney is the vertical element in a WR2 or 3 role on a team that won four games and is starting over.
The price? Receiver 82 at pick 210. The slot paid 4.8 last season. He produced 4.4 on a one touchdown fluke. Our verdict? Watch list. The regression math loves this. A receiver with a proven target floor and the lowest possible touchdown output is the shape of a buy low, but the two things that would cash it are new. A second year quarterback in a role he has to win in an offense nobody has seen yet. The caveat cuts both ways. If Dart takes the year two step and Mooney reclaims a WR2 workload, one touchdown seasons do not repeat and 82 was a gift. And if the Giants stay a bottom five offense, he is a low volume vertical decoy at a decoy's price. Watch the September target share against last year's, whether the touchdown rate climbs off the floor, and how Nagy splits the non-neighbors looks between Mooney and Slayton. The volume is the bet, the end zone is the upside. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.